show evaluations continue. It's our final part today. Each member of the show will be evaluated according to a form that Katie picked up as a judge at a coding conference. Yes, you heard that right. Katie at a coding conference as a judge with other judges from Silicon Valley. And then it was Katie.
Jared is first.
All right.
So, Jason, Matt, and I will be scoring Jared on the following. Under professionalism, attire. How does Jared dress appropriately for the job? Jason.
For the job? Yeah.
It says event, but
I don't,
you know.
I don't, well, yeah. Well, if you, I guess if you can say, well, on the air, I'm going to say 8 because it really doesn't, I don't like what he's wearing sometimes.
But okay.
It's, you know. Right.
I don't like what I'm wearing sometimes.
Most people can't see us. We're not out and about with people. So, 8.
Okay. All right. Jared, I'm also going to give you, well, I'm going to give you a 7.
Okay.
Because for the job, you are, I'll just say taking, using, helping yourself to station t-shirts all the time.
Oh, sure.
So you're on brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for the job. Now, overall, you get a 3.
We're not doing that.
But for the job,
I agree with you.
7. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. I've come a long way when I was like best dressed in high school.
Yeah, because now you like the dry wig. Mm-hmm.
That's the fancy. The dry wig's too easy.
The days you wear your square toed shoes, you get a 0.
You hate those.
But that's, you don't wear those to the
and
job.
With shorts.
Yes, no, you don't wear those to the job.
Okay.
Matt?
Jared, I respect the fact that you pulled out a station branded shirt for this today.
Yes. Just for this.
But I'm going to go with a 5.
Okay.
Okay.
The number of times I've seen you at an event where we should be station branded and you get there and are like crap and just slap a sticker on.
Yeah.
That's where you get the 5.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I do put the sticker on, though.
You do put the sticker on.
It's true.
Yeah, different shirt every time.
You
let me grab a sticker. Let me slap a sticker on. Now I'm branded.
Yeah, it's always a little secret I know you'll be surprised about is I just wear what's clean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And if it's not, I'm like, ah, crap.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
The shirt's wrinkled in the hamper. I'm like, I can't wear that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
To like events. Yeah.
All right. Next category. Respectfulness. Jared treats others with courtesy and professionalism. Out of the scoring, Jason, what do you give him?
Oh, gosh. oh, my gosh.
Is this on air or just at work?
I think at work.
At work. Okay.
At work.
Okay.
At work. Yes.
See, he wanted to make that point.
No, I was. Yeah. I'm curious for when I grade.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At work. Now,
okay. Because on air, I mean,
we're very. Yeah.
It's
because
different.
These rules are very different.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say at work, 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Overall, I mean, there's times, and there's overall more so than not.
Okay. I also, I give you an 8, and this is why. You and I are both people pleasers.
Yes.
And we will do whatever is asked of
that
us, unless it's moving furniture, and then in that case,
no,
Jared just hides.
I get a 0 on
right.
that.
Right, and then I'm out there schlepping by myself, and it's the worst. But you do respond to emails, to sales staff, or management, or whatever, respectfully. We all talk trash.
Right. You know the other side.
I appreciate
our bit sessions.
But that's not what it's asking.
Yeah.
So I give you an, what I say?
8.
8. Okay. Matt?
Yeah, I think if it's anybody who holds a position or status at this company that is above Jared, it's a 10.
Okay.
Anyone lower, it's probably a 4.
Oh, my God.
I 100% disagree with that.
How many interns have you sent to fetch you drinks from downstairs?
Oh, my God. That is so true.
First of all, Matthew, if I may use your first name, Matthew Wayne Wells. Is that your middle name?
No, Wyatt.
Wayne.
It should be Wayne.
Wayne.
In my mind, it's Wayne.
Keep that.
Wyatt. Matthew Wyatt Wells. How dare you? I also say, hey, you can get whatever you want. From the machine.
But it's still sending the intern downstairs to
and how many times this week, Jalen, have I told you you've done a good job? Every day, so has Katie.
Yeah, which
I don't treat people differently based on their title.
I don't send the intern down, so don't you dare. I would never ask him to do my bidding.
Well, you need to learn. I thought you liked The Crown. Do you not watch The Crown? Do you not watch The Crown?
I am not royalty.
Well.
So I'm averaging everything out to a 7.
Okay. Matt's been hard on me.
Which is what Jason gave you.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Preparation. Jared is clearly prepared and practiced in advance. Jason.
One.
I can't disagree.
You're not a preparer.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit, because I'm not here.
More than you think, but yeah. No.
Sometimes it does seem like it's the first time you ever heard the story, mm-hmm. and you suggested it, but.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
That's all.
That's true.
Jared, I don't think that's you, though.
That's not your character.
Your character is to be unprepared.
That's giving it a pass. I like that. I like you're blaming it on character.
Well, it's character. That's what it truly is.
It can be character in here.
I think it's overdone. There's stuff that we're going to talk about that, yes, other than Katie, I might know more about than anyone else to do this certain topic.
That's true.
Thank you for
putting
me right in
there. But there's many times there's, oh, no, Katie's because, right. We're going to talk about you later.
Yeah.
No, I agree. And that's definitely my persona.
Mm-hmm. Jared, I also am giving you a one.
That high?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I mean, yeah. Mm. Physically, your body's here.
Yeah.
So you've done something to get yourself here. There is not an ounce of you that looks ahead.
Okay.
At work.
Yeah.
At work.
Matt,
yes.
I demand an apology from you because I'm going to go higher than both of them.
Oh.
I'm going to give you two.
Double your score. Matt, I apologize.
Thank you.
Wayne Wells, my favorite voice. I've said that for a long time.
All right. And then finally, for time management for Jared. Jared stays within the time limit and paces well. Jason.
Yeah, I think I cause a lot of the problems.
All right.
So it could be very difficult if I were never on time. Uh-huh.
Never.
So I'm going to give him an 8 because he's dealing with a lot of outside factors.
Okay.
Jason, therapy is working for you.
It is.
You've been like really
hot. Just gave you a 1 before this.
No, but you're being honest. That's honest. I can agree with that. Mm-hmm. But I think you're reasoned.
I went to therapy twice for crying out loud. That has nothing to do with this.
He's arguing with your compliment.
All right, I'll take it back. It's not working.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank
you.
I don't want it to be.
I was like, therapy's not working. Yes, it is. I've been twice.
Right.
How dare you?
Okay, Jared, for you for time management, I am giving you at work on the show, I am giving you a 7 because I think that we are trying to be aware. And if we didn't have outside
Goodman. Yeah.
Goodman. Now I give your body a 1.
Yeah.
Because I will never understand people who come to work to poop.
I will stick with the consensus here and stay a 7.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And then as far as content, Jared, for relevance, content aligns with the topic and competition theme. I would just say show theme. How about that? Jason.
8.
Okay. Jared, I give you a 9.
Okay.
Yeah. Matt.
Yeah, I'll go with a 9.
Okay.
All right.
Accuracy. Information is correct and well-researched.
I can tell you that ain't
Jason.
True. That's secondary to me.
The well-researched part, it depends on his passion.
Mm-hmm. It does
depend. You know what I'm saying? I mean, mm-hmm. how many bets have we made?
Yeah.
By the way, which I recently, I'm not going to go there. Not going to go there.
Okay.
Okay.
I also accomplished mine, too, in that one.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we're getting off
the side. We have these bets that Matt puts in Google Calendar that we make, and I think, or just bet in general a lunch over, that if he really knows it, so I'm going to give him 8.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. It does depend on your passion.
Dependent, yeah.
And so I'm going to give you a 6 because other times it is if you are seeing something for the very first time then it will just
yeah, and I'll be Googling while you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so 6.
Yeah, I'll go with a 5. I do think a lot of times it is correct when it comes to well-researched. I mean, he's researching it as we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah. All right.
That's right. Okay.
I see both.
Finally, originality. Jared demonstrates creativity and original thought. Jason.
9.
Okay.
I do think he's creative. I think he's always trying to, what if we did this? What if we did this? I mean, it's on the air. Sometimes I'm like, can we just prep off the air? Because mm-hmm. he's always thinking about something.
Yeah, right? Everything's a bit in my mind, yeah.
I do give you a 9 for creativity and original thought. I wish that there were some things that you did more of. Like writing, I think that
some of the things
that we have had, but you know, we're evolving and we don't have time for all of it anymore.
Yeah.
So 9.
I used to love writing for the show.
Yep, 9.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
All right.